So hello to everyone, and I'm happy for all of you who are here today and participating. It's a wonderful feeling of a network or of a wonderful network of connections between people with similar interests doing something quite wholesome and something that I believe is very beneficial for our world. So thank you. And because this meditation practice is so beneficial for oneself, beneficial for one's communities, beneficial for the world, that is why I teach it. And I'm quite confident in its tremendous value. And because of that, of the great value it is to sit down to meditate, it's useful to sit down with a sense of commitment. Commitment is a big word. There are people who, it's said that they're commitment shy. I like the word commitment because from Latin, the word mit part of the mat of the Latin means has the same root as the word mitten. It has to do with hand and with the hand, kind of what we can touch, and something like that. And at least whether it's quite accurate or not, the point being that commitment with what we touch, commitment with what we're in touch with, and to be in touch with oneself, and then what's the commitment? What's the way in which we touch our experience right here? Once we take it in and really recognize and know what's happening here for us in an in-touch way, then can we offer something to that? Can we offer a commitment, a dedication, and a word that I love that's connected to this is the word devotion. Not that it's devoted to something outside of our experience, but being devoted, committed to our experience, and to have a commitment to meet it, to be with it in a wholesome way. And it said that mindfulness is always wholesome, and mindfulness is that attention that we bring to our experience, the way we touch our experience, that is absent of any greed or hatred or delusion and all the kind of associated states that are unwholesome. And this amazing thing that we can kind of find our way from the unwholesome to the wholesome. And it's actually can be theoretically so simple that it's just to be mindful. We don't have to drum up kindness. We don't have to drum up generosity or love. Just to see clearly this is here. And to have a commitment to that. Be present, to be aware, to this moment, stay in touch with our experience. And commitment shares with one quality, at least one quality, that greed has. Both greed and commitment involve holding on to something. And however, in terms of commitment in doing practice, it's to be committed to something wholesome, something which leads to our benefit, leads to freedom. Whereas greed leads to bondage, the commitment to the practice leads to freedom, but it's worth holding on to. And we have to hold on to it wholesomely. We have to hold on to it in a way that leads to freedom, not further getting entangled and caught. So the word commitment, to be in touch with the purpose of why we're sitting, to be in touch with the purpose, the tremendous value of staying present, staying here, staying with our experience. And so for this sitting today, maybe you can see if you can be supported in the practice with a sense of commitment or dedication, devotion, sense of purpose that you hold on to gently, lovingly, or caringly, not tightly, but you hold on, stay here. And maybe that's even the mantra, okay? Stay here, stay in touch, stay in touch. But don't do it so tight that, you know, that you're bringing tension to yourself. But don't hold it so loosely that you drift away too easily. Stay present, stay committed. So, assuming a posture of commitment, a posture of purpose, a posture that expresses, now here I am, my whole being will be dedicated to this period of staying in touch. And closing your eyes, and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And on the long exhale, see if you can slowly settle in. Not so much to be relaxed here and settled here, but settled into a sense of, yes, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be here, staying in touch with my direct experience. In touch with my embodied experience. In touch with a sense of purpose and commitment to the simplicity of the body breathing, to be awake and present. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you relax different parts of your body, maybe what you do is you're relaxing into a sense of purpose or a sense of commitment to being here, to practice, to stay present. Maybe beginning by relaxing the muscles of the face. Many of the micro-muscles that tighten up in the face can represent other intentions, other purposes that we're trying to do and over the course of the day. And but to relax the face. On the exhale, to soften, relax the shoulders. So more of you can settle down into a commitment here, now. And then relaxing the belly. Softening the belly and maybe even settling your weight further down your torso. As a grounding to this commitment to be here and present. And then to also relax the brain, soften the thinking mind, and relax any way that this sense of commitment may have tension in it or pressure in it. A dedication to keeping the commitment relaxed and easy, but still committed, staying in touch with the practice. having a commitment to being present, staying with your breathing. But to have a commitment where there's, you don't have to be successful. You don't have to be, manage to stay present or stay on the breathing. That's just maybe a burden to have a need and requirement for the commitment. But rather to do your best, and whenever you wander off, to remember the commitment so you come back right away and stay and relax into your present moment experience with a commitment, with a dedication, moment by moment. Gently holding on to the present moment, holding on to staying in touch, holding on to mindfulness in such a way that it keeps opening you to awareness that is free of attachment. then as we come to the end of the sitting, I evoke the idea of the practice of dedication. Some people will take dedication to a little higher level of making it a vow. But dedication to practice, to live for the benefit and welfare of the whole world, for others. And not as a duty, not as an obligation, not as something heavy burden to carry, but rather because it seems to express a natural feeling, intention, desire that arises out of the heart. Sometimes when practice gets very peaceful and settled, where there is very little anxiety or attachments, it can feel very natural to respond to the suffering of the world, as natural as if your pillow at night is a little uncomfortable under your head. Half asleep, you might bunch up the pillow in a different way. That kind of ordinariness and simplicity, the heart's dedication to care for the world, can arise. At the end of a sitting, it can be expressed in words or in thoughts, so that it moves through us, it's expressed, and not just a feeling. May it be that this practice that we have done this morning, may it somehow see in seen and unseen ways, in intentional and unintentional ways, may it spread from us out into the world, contributing to the greater welfare and happiness and freedom of all beings, so that those who are unhappy, may we contribute to their happiness. Those who don't feel safe, that we contribute to greater safety. To those who don't know peace, that they can taste and experience more peace. And those who are not free, those who are oppressed, subjugated, limited, in bondage, that it brings them freedom. May this practice of ours contribute to the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere. May all beings be free.